Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider, Executive Director of the Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance. Karen Eichen joins us on today's program to preview numerous events coming up at the PACE Alliance.
First of all sorts of activities coming up. First, on May 23rd, a continuation of a series that you've had now for some time about top five, about very various topics in business. What is this topic coming up all about?
The next top five will focus on things for your website and what you should consider changing every year to really keep it fresh, to keep it new, to keep people engaged. We will have experts from the Des Moines area, which is actually where the live meeting takes place, talk about what you should know as a small business or even as a large business to really keep your website up to date. We'll simulcast that at the Central College Graham Annex Boardroom from 12 until 1. And we will also have our own Leslie Nelson with Pella Hosting in attendance, and she can answer any questions as well on our site.
And other activities coming up that is more of a countywide thing, and an exciting opportunity for people to maybe learn and meet some of our educators through the Employers Council of Iowa, a special connection between business and education. And you'll have some experts from both areas to talk about that. What is that presentation really going to entail, and what may people learn about that connection?
Well, this is a great partnership we have with the Marion County Development Commission and the Iowa Workforce Development Office in Des Moines. And these are really geared to more HR-related topics for businesses. And connecting education with business is something that is not only important today, will be even more important in the future, getting that pipeline of talent that is coming through, making sure that our educational system is really focusing in and teaching talents that we need for future jobs. So at this Lunch and Learn, we will have five individuals from our area have a panel discussion. Those will be Lowell Ernst with the Pella Community Schools, Dan Van Coten with Pella Christian High Schools, Kelly Mitchell with Business Solutions, DMAC, and Jerry Griffith with Talent Acquisition Specialist at Vermeer. So they will all talk about their partnerships with their businesses and education and how they are working and how other businesses can continue that and enter into agreements and partnerships with the schools.
And what day and time is that if people want to register and learn more?
That will be May 31st, and that will be from 11:30 till 1.
And then moving forward, this is the time of year, as we said, one busy time ends for the PACE Alliance with Tulip Time, but the summer very busy with all sorts of various activities going on. A new one this year has already had a couple of Fridays go by, some very nice weather on Friday nights, and that is Festivus. And there's still two more opportunities for anyone over the age of 21 to enjoy our downtown.
There is, and we invite everybody down to the Mullengrat, the canal, for the next two Fridays, May 25 and June 1st, to really kick off the summer, enjoy just live music in the fantastic evenings that we're having now. It's beautiful to sit outside. Lots of activities going down there. Those take place from 6 until 10 p.m., and it is free for the public, 21 and older.
And for the crowd of all ages, the families in the community, exciting time. We've already talked to your events coordinator, Sarah Treft. Thursdays and Pella making their return 7 Thursdays in June and July for the community to enjoy everything the downtown has to offer.
It will. We have a great lineup of various themes throughout the summer. We have Facebook events out on our Facebook page, so do check those. We have them on our website as well. And we would encourage and invite any of our members who would like to participate, whether that's through a display, an activity, or even providing some volunteers to help throughout the evening. Do join in. It's a lot of fun and a great way to meet people.
Now, many people were expecting a quarterly meeting recently, but of course, the presentation had some good information, but the presenter had a little bit of a mishap and is currently injured and unable to make it. So that meeting has since been postponed. Great information if you want to share with what the meeting will be about, and a date to be determined, but it's coming up for those that may have already made the reservation.
It will be. And unfortunately, these things do happen. We never like to postpone a meeting unless it's absolutely necessary. And in this particular case, it was. We have some fantastic information on local business trends, what they're looking at as far as future hiring, expansions, how does that really affect our area? A lot of the information that we all need to plan going forward. Carla Isink with Marion County Development Commission presents that for us, and we didn't want anybody to miss out on that, so we will reschedule that. It will be sometime in mid-July, and as soon as we have that date narrowed down, we will send that out to everybody. So we just encourage everybody to sign up, watch for more details on that, and just our apologies for needing to postpone that, but it will be well worth it.
Once again, that was Pace Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.